Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop, whoop.
Hi guys.
Hello. How is everyone? I hope everyone's day is amazing.
Yeah.
I hope your day is as amazing as me and Brandy are.
We definitely are. We definitely are. And we are in the love month.
I am like the worst when it comes to anything like romantic comedy related. Like,
yeah.
I know, like, I follow a like Halloween mm-hmm. fan, like a Halloween page on Facebook.
Right.
Halloween. And every now and then they'll put the same post, like, what's the scariest movie ever seen? And I always comment and say, The Notebook. Because I hate that movie.
Well, I mean, at least you have a new appreciation for Valentine's Day.
I do want to appreciate, yeah, Brandy. But my new appreciation for Valentine's Day is because it's extremely, like, sad that.
I know, but. I mean, it's still the love month, so. I mean, but love isn't just about love between couples.
No, you're very right.
And Valentine's Day doesn't always have to be about that. You can do
a Valentine's Day.
A Valentine's Day, exactly.
Yes. I haven't had many of those. It's okay, because this year, guess who's coming? Who's taking me out on a Valentine's date this year? He doesn't know yet. Like, I haven't told him yet that he's doing this, but Chris Evans is actually going to take me a Valentine's date this year.
Ooh, I wonder if he's prepared.
I feel like he knows.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, obviously, right. He has to know by now, but I'm, like, unhealthily obsessed, so.
Oh, speaking of Chris Evans, did you see the rumor that he's coming back as Captain America?
Yes. I mean, did I see that rumor?
You probably started it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, actually, like, hi, I'm actually Chris Evans' manager, and about Marvel, he's not allowed to leave.
Yeah, we need him back.
I know you guys. I know you thought your contract was over. It's not.
No.
But, also, speaking of Chris Evans, we're just going to talk about him. You didn't know this was the episode.
We love Chris Evans. We love Chris Evans episode.
Yeah, which is every episode. Yeah. But I feel like, Brandy, you're going to tell me what I can do to make him fall in love with me. Right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because today we are going to talk about love potion and love spells.
No one tell Chris Evans that I'm coming for him.
Love potions and spells have been around for a very, very long time. Hmm. A lot of them date back to the times of the ancient Greeks.
Makes sense.
You know, when I first started researching, that's what popped up the most. Most love potions used by the Greeks were made with orchids.
With what?
Orchids.
I thought you said organs, and I was like...
Yes, organs. No, orchids.
It's going to be harder than I thought. Okay.
So, Greeks thought they were like an aphrodisiac. So, the Greeks would ground the orchid up into a powder, and they would add it to a wine.
Oh.
And then, sometimes when they would do this, they would recite a spell along with the potion when they were making it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, these spells would call on Venus for help.
Oh.
And because, you know, Venus was linked to, the goddess of love. And then I believe she was also Aphrodite too. And she I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah, because Aphrodite is Egyptian right now. Or no, she is Greek.
I believe so. Or Roman.
I don't know. I'm going to shut up before I put my foot in my mouth. So anyway. So... They would recite on, call Venus for help. And at the time, it was so popular to make these love spells that orchids actually temporarily went extinct.
Oh no. Yeah. Poor orchids.
But
they deserve that.
Other plants have been known to be used. in the love potion making business.
So I wonder, like, how long does the potion last? Because is it just, like, how much, like...
They didn't give those details.
Well, I feel like if it's something that's going to be ingested into your system, like, it would only last as long as that ingested part of, like...
Well, maybe that's why they recite the spell, because the spell makes it last longer.
It's like that one that...
Until they pee it out.
Yeah, no peeing for you, and you can't pee, so hold it in.
I processed it through my body, it's out, I'm not in love with you anymore.
It's like, I went to use the bathroom, and then he comes back, and he's like...
Damn it!
No!
You can never use the bathroom.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use the bathroom ever again. You can't pee at all, I'm sorry.
Right. What did she die of? A full bladder.
You wouldn't let me pee.
Oh my gosh, because he loved me so much. So some of the other plants that were used would be the mandrake root. Because it actually, it tends to look like humans. Like, it's not as... similar as the ones that they use, like, in Harry Potter.
They look like humans. Oh, you mean they're shaped like a human.
Yeah, they're shaped like humans, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why people would use the mandrake. Then there was the henbane. And it was thought that when you wore this plant, that you attracted love to you.
Okay, what's it called again?
Henbane.
Like, part of me, oh, no, part of me wants to, like, Google it, be like, how much is on Amazon? Yeah. I'll just slather this on me, like, well, I'm going to go out.
Well, it may not be something you can buy now, because supposedly it has the narcotic properties when it's ingested.
Oh, no, that would be adverse reaction.
But it also, not only was it used to attract love, but it also was apparently used to help bind a couple together in love.
Like, how would that backfire so much? You're like, I was trying to check them out, but by accident, I bound this customer to be in love. So, well, yeah, that would be, you know, interesting.
So, the Greeks
were... We got a lit wedding. You should have that at your wedding.
Yeah.
We'll honestly be high. Like, what?
Whoa, what did we ingest? That was the best wedding ever.
Like, look at all the stars.
They're so beautiful.
They went all out with the fireworks show.
Look at the purple elephant in the sky.
It's so weird. There's two of them. There's two Robs and two Bennys. I didn't know they had twins.
So, well, if I can't find any henbane, so what I can do is we can find the wings of a Spanish fly, are also known as the blister beetle, and we can take those wings and crush them up with some herbs and make it into a tonic.
Okay, so I'm just going to put this out here. Two things. First of all, like, I love you and all, but I'm not finding a beetle and ripping its wings off. Because, well, I feel bad for the beetle. Yeah. And two, that's a lot of work. Like, I love you, but, like, where are we going to find this beetle at?
I don't know. And it would... So, if you ingested it, I believe, or if you put it... I would say you probably ingest it if it's tonic. You have feelings of warmth course through your body.
Oh, no.
However, just like anything else... It's very dangerous, especially in high doses.
Oh,
and it actually was thought to have been used to murder Ferdinand II of Aragon.
Wow. But I just feel like it gives you, like, warmth. So I feel like you would, like, everyone would have a sip of their tonic, and then everyone would just be like, gosh, I've never met you, but
I love you. You're, like, the best. Ever.
Like, walk up to someone you, like, have always disliked. Like, actually, like, I know, like, I love you. Yeah. I'm in love with you.
Or me when I've drunken too much. You're such a great person.
Like, the hug you
I gave. Love you.
Yes. She couldn't get away. She was stuck.
Yeah. So, the Greeks even had records of a few love and spells and... I know.
Are they dancing a jig up there?
So the Greeks even recorded a few love potion spells in a book they had. It was the Magical Papyri. Papyri, I think. And it dated back all the way to the 2nd century.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been a long time. You know, they were using love magic for a very long time.
I kind of feel like Like, it's weird how much they used love. Like, was it that hard to get someone to like you back then?
I don't know, but if you think about it too, they also believed in like the Greek goddesses and them and stuff like, and you know, gods and goddesses and the like, deities and stuff like that. So I'm not too, I don't know.
So here's my thought though on this. So yeah. Like, okay, let's use Chris Evans as an example,
right?
Because obviously that's going to happen. So let's pretend I put together a love potion mm-hmm. that actually works. And he somehow, And he falls in love with me because of the love potion. I would always think, like, he never fell in love with me.
Yeah. And what the funny thing is that if you look at, I don't think I go over, but when I was reading up on love potions and spells, all the references or all the times that they use, like, love magic in pop culture, that's usually the downfall. Because number one, you know, you're taking away somebody's free will.
Yeah.
And number two, then you question whether or not they actually truly loved you.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. Like, and then once they find out that you did that, they're not going to want to be your friend.
No, right. Yeah.
No mo. I would be really upset if, like, someone, like, gave me a love, unless it was Chris Evans. He should give me a love potion.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to give me a love potion. But, like, I would be really upset, like, if I, like, woke up and was like, would you know? Like,
well, I guess maybe you could also think about it, like, in the sense that instead of being brave and just going up to someone and saying, hey, you want to go on a date or something? They're like, let me slip this love potion and then I don't have to worry about being rejected.
Also known as a roofie.
Roofies are not funny. I just want to put it out there. It was just, we laugh when we're uncomfortable. We just want to put it out there. We're not saying that.
No, I would never make fun of
that. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny that people have used them before, but it does, like, it did sound like an, yeah.
Because that's like exactly how you would feel. Like,
exactly.
You woke up one day and you were like, why am I married? Like, why am I married to him? Oh, that's right. He made me fall in love with him with some weird potion.
Yeah. No. And that just makes sense because we have, moved. We moved on to, and people have used it creepily. So if you think about it,
I feel like there's no way to use it not like I joke about even Chris Evans, but I would never do that.
So in a sense, so these are kind of creepy to think about that they would use them.
Yeah.
So to associate it with the use of the roofies, it makes a lot of sense.
That I turned this nice dark.
You
love this.
No,
nice and awkward.
Oh well, we're getting. Don't worry, we're going there too.
So, I wish they had the game.
Exactly. Along with the potions and love spells, Greeks would also use magic effigies, which are like voodoo dolls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So an effigy is, you know, is a doll that would work much like they use like a voodoo doll nowadays.
Yeah.
And it was used in place of the actual person. So they would cast the spells, they would do the things to the doll to, instead of directly on the person, to get them to, fall in love with them or to come to them. So a lot of times they would use incantations on it and then they would poke or burn the effigy in an effort to affect the person it represented it. And the idea that it would burn with love.
God, could you imagine how awful it would be? Just hold on. This is awful. Like,
it is.
I'm sorry. Like, this is my little bit of a dark sense of humor coming through. But just for a minute, just imagine this. You're like, I've got my little voodoo doll of this person I love. And you do all this stuff and you light them on fire, but you do it wrong and you kill the person by accident. You're like, no, I burned them.
Burned them alive. Oh, I did not want to. They didn't burn them with love. They burned them with fire.
They really hate me now.
So when they did use this method, they would invoke the help of Eros, Pan, Hecate, or Aphrodite to help them. A lot of the times, they would almost every time, especially the Greeks, would use these things. They would call on a deity to help them pull these off. And so, not all the times were they used to catch an unsuspected love. So it wasn't always used in like secret and be like, oh, I'm going to get them to love me forever. You know, You keep them in their back pocket and you wonder why they're following you around like a dog. Anyway, so every once in a while, they would use it to help restore harmony to a dysfunctional relationship or help return an errant lover. And usually at those times, they would just use herbs and they would kind of like rub it on the doll and stuff like that. And usually when they did this, they kind of called on Selene or Helios or Aphrodites to help with. To bring in the relationship together or bringing back that errant lover.
I wonder if you could, like, just have one for, like, who you think, like, who's my soulmate and have it as your soulmate, like, make it come together.
Maybe. Maybe. Both men and women were known to use love magic. However, men actually used it more than women.
I find that surprising, but not surprising at the same time.
Yeah, because actually, in, like, pop culture nowadays, like, it seems that women use it, more than men. And unsurprisingly, like, going back to your comment about the roofies, men would use love magic on a woman, and it was kind of violent.
Right.
Like, they would use spells to make the woman burn with passion that would lead them to the men. They would tie up their effigies if they had them and torture the women with the effigies to get them to come to them.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, or they would, pretty much. Or they would use incantations to torture the women. Yeah. Like, they were, like, mad. Like, the woman cast a spell. Like, they felt like the woman is seducing them or whatnot. Or, like, they're in love with the woman, so they're mad at them. So they're like, I'm going to, you know, put a spell on you because I'm going to torture you like I perceive that you're torturing me because you don't love me.
Wow, yeah. That's some serious projection.
Right?
So, it kind of sounds like projection, man. Like, if you look at things, like, if you look at why people are mad at other people, it's literally projection.
It
is. You're literally just projecting everything on the other person.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 100%. So, but women, on the other hand, they use love magic more as, like, an aphrodisiac. They, they would use the love potions to get the men to be attracted to them. And come to them because of attraction, not because of, you know, if I don't come to you, you're going to torment me for the rest of my life. So they would also, like, spread ointments on the clothing of their mates. They would put special herbs in their food. Yeah. Now, even though the Greeks were pretty far away, they actually, in my research, I was able to find that they have started to find spells as far back as ancient Egypt. Which is, earlier than the Greeks.
Yeah.
And archaeologists actually found a Egyptian love spell on a lead tablet. Because they wrote a lot on lead back then. And so the ingredients were a fragment of a fingernail, an apple seed, and blood from the finger. So the instructions were to pound the apple seed with the fingernail. Then you're going to add the blood and put it in a cup of wine. Recite a spell, whatever spell you're given, over the wine 7 times. Then have the object of your affection drink the wine at a special time indicated by the spell.
Well, hold on. Whose fingernail?
I'm guessing yours. So
okay, but like now, ew, so gross. But also,
yeah.
Like, could you imagine like how awful it would be if the wrong person drank it?
Yes. Don't drink my wine.
Like, no, Chris Evans' personal assistant was not supposed to drink that wine.
Yeah. So, as you see, like, love spells have been around for a long time. And then they continued. So, during the Middle Ages, I found a very, very interesting way to trick your crush into being in love with you. And this one you may want to take note of, because you probably can do this one.
Oh, gosh.
So, what you're going to do
is
that you're going to bake a cake.
Okay.
And when you go to bake this cake, you're going to bake it completely nude.
Okay.
All right. Once you have the dough made, which I'm thinking maybe the cake back then was more like a bread.
Okay.
Because it sounds more like a bread. But anyway, so once you have the dough made, you take the dough and you rub it on your armpits, your genitals, and your breast to absorb all the sweat. And then you bake it.
Wait. Do you take it off of those parts of your body and put it back in the pan?
Mm-hmm. You use the dough to kind of soak up the sweat that comes in those areas because that is thought to be where you have the most pheromones coming off your body, and then you bake it and then you give it to your supposed lover.
No.
Oh, you don't want to do
Well,
that?
besides the fact that that's extremely gross, I don't live alone, so the fact that
Oh,
someone
and you have to bake the whole entire time you're baking it has to be naked. Like you
when
can't
am
put
I
your
gonna
clothes.
do this? Because after someone walks in, I'll be like, "What are you doing?" Oh, I'm just soaking up this bread into my armpit sweat. It's fine. Don't judge me for standing here naked, also.
So they love spells and magic were very popular in the Middle Ages also. It's kind of continued, it seems the magic's always been popular. They even had a book of spells, and they had a lot of spells about love in the book called The Book of Secrets of Albertus Magnus that was used a lot. So within doing my research with the different cultures, I found that animals were used quite a bit to make love potions.
Oh no.
So Native Americans like to use lizards' tails. They didn't really go into detail on how it was made. And then the lizard necks in Nigeria were used in their love potions. Rhino horns were thought to be an aphrodisiac, so I'm guessing that's
Aphrodisiac.
probably over in the African nations. They use those a lot.
Here, take my horn.
Another one that was used quite a bit were worms. They thought that worms were a very potent sign of fertility. So they would smash up the worms and mix them with a powdered periwinkle and herbs, and they would
Now, this is gonna
drink
sound
them.
really dumb, but I feel sorry for the worms.
Yeah.
They didn't do nothing to deserve that.
There was also some other animal remains that were popular. So a sparrow head or the brain of a sparrow, the fat of a snake.
The fat of a snake.
Yes.
So you find a dead snake, and then you gotta figure out what the fat is on a snake.
Oh, don't worry. That's not the worst.
Oh,
Okay.
God. Okay.
The blood and heart of a pigeon.
Right,
Or
let's go. We're going to New York. Let's go.
the testicles of an ass.
Yeah. So first, you gotta find a dead ass. A dead ass.
Yes.
Not just a dead ass, and then cut its testicles off.
Yes.
Can it be any type of ass? Does it have to be any specific type of ass? Anybody's ass that's dead, we cut the testicles off. I'm just kidding. I'm pushing it a little bit here with my
Yeah,
joke.
he was an asshole, so it's good. May you rest in peace, you asshole.
Let me have your testicles so I can make someone love me.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
Before you bury him, can you give me his testicles?
yeah.
Thanks. Before you put him in cremation, I would like his
Would you
testicles.
consider him to be an ass?
Yes. Was he a jerk in real life? Eulogy time.
No, you can't say jerk, it's ass.
Was he an ass in
It's
real
the
life?
testicles of an ass.
Was he an ass in real life? If
Was
he
he a
was,
donkey in real life?
was he a donkey's butt in real life? Yes or no?
So those I have given you plenty
Well,
of ways that you could make some love potions. Go out there. Gotta do some digging. Gotta do some digging.
yeah, I don't know which one's the worst one.
Yeah, not sure. So, well, this one might actually be better, more suited for you. So, not only were they using potions, ointments, dolls, food, blood, to make love magic. In 1937, in Corbridge, Northumberland, they found a gold ring with the following Greek inscription on it. It said the inscription said, "The love charm of Ptolemy." They figure they don't really know the exact who wore the ring.
Yeah.
But obviously the intention was to be used as a love spell. But they weren't sure who wore it. So if Holmes wore it, then it was used to enhance his allure and sexual qualities to attract
Oh,
lovers. But it could have been given to a specific person. And like some of the other things, it could have been given to the intended target without them knowing that they had a sharpening.
Dun, dun,
I know,
dun.
Right? Could you imagine? Like one day you're like, oh, this ring. Oh, there's your inscription. What does that say? Oh, okay.
It's like you take it off, and you're like, I love my husband. He's awful. I love my husband. Why is he so ugly? I love my
Most potion spells were used to attain love interest. However, every once in a while, somebody would use it to get rid of like an obstacle.
I could see that, because if you were, could you do a love spell to make someone else fall in love with somebody else?
In a sense, yeah. So,
I want a love spell to make you love yourself.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be a good one. So, like, maybe there was the obstacle of the person you're in love with is already married. So finding a curse to rid your coveted love of his spouse is one way to do it.
But I could never, like, live with myself. I would be so anxious for the rest of my life.
Yeah. There has been, they did find curses where people, are written out curses where a woman was, like, trying to curse the wife of a man so that she can get him to be single for her. And then in general, curses in general kind of fascinate me, so I wouldn't mind looking into it more. Yeah. But in theory, curses are kind of like a personal, private contract between a person and a deity.
I know, that's very cursed. Yeah, see, and that's why, like, once again, like with anything, like, you shouldn't mess with it. Yeah. Because if you're in contract with that deity, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and then again, with going back to how men were way more violent and kind of vicious on women, they actually had, and I found an example of a curse. So in the 4th century EC, an Egyptian man named Hieronymus recorded his erotic frustrations in a curse against a woman named either Tityrus or Tigerus. He calls her both in there. And he complains to the gods, quote, Anubis, assume all your authority and all your powers against Tigerus, whom Sophia bore. Make her cease from her arrogance, calculation, and her shamefulness, and attract her to me beneath my feet, melting with passionate desire at every hour of the day and night. Always remembering me while she is eating, drinking, working, conversing, sleeping, having an orgasm in her dreams, until she is scorched by you and comes desiring me, with her hands full, with a generous soul, and graciously giving me both herself and her possessions, and fulfilling what appropriate for woman in regard to men, serving both my desire and her unhesitantly and unabashedly, joining thigh to thigh and belly to belly, and her black pubic hair to my black most pleasantly.
Oh, how romantic.
Very erotic, well, right? But yeah, so they found that. I don't know where they found it, but isn't that crazy? And like how, like, to me, it's violent and also very, like, possessive and...
Yeah, and this is super random.
Very... But, like... 50 Shades of Grey?
You have to have a description of pubic hair.
I know, right?
Thanks for that.
To me, it's just so, like...
Well, yeah, it is, especially
because... Cease from her arrogance?
Like, you mean how she wants to be an independent woman and not have to be stuck with you?
Yeah. Always remember being, like, with everything she does. And then, like... giving me both herself and her possessions. Professions.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah. I mean, and then feeling what is appropriate for women in regards to men.
Like, what is she supposed to be feeling? Huh? Huh?
I know. Like, it's...
No, we can sell whatever we want to.
I know. This whole idea for the longest time that women were less than men mm-hmm. and stuff like this, this kind of, like, falls in that category.
Oh my God, I
but also that men would always see women sometimes as objects. To me, that's what that sees.
So, you know what he reminds me of? Hmm. And I will say, I don't want to offend anybody. So, mm-hmm. if someone's offended, don't come at me, bruh. You know what an incel is? Okay, so it's an involuntary celibate man.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to speak for every incel in the world. So if right. you are listening to this and you're an incel, I do not mean any disrespect to you. But right. the incels that I have seen interviewed are very frustrated because mm-hmm. they feel like women are not interested because they're involuntary celibate. So right. they don't want to be celibate, but they are.
Right.
Because no one's interested in them.
Right.
But they also have this thought that women are like children.
Yeah.
And have to be protected all the time. And that's why we are, why it should go back to the old ways where men are in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And women are protected.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay, but like, you're angry
mm-hmm.
that we aren't attracted to you.
Right.
Like, yeah. I could say the same thing. I can be mad that a man isn't attracted to me. But that doesn't mean he's less than me.
No.
He's not attracted to me. That just means that he's yeah. not attracted to me. But he sounds like something.
Like he was upset. One of those
angry incel would be like.
Yeah, like he was attracted to her and it was her fault. And so she must be punished because she didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, and that's not fair.
No, and to sort of call on the god and said, curse her so that she gives me everything I want.
No. But then you think, like, okay, but what's going to happen to him later on? Because if you're going to ask Anubis to do something for you, Anubis is going to be like, okay, bitch, let's...
Yeah, right.
When you die, I'll be...
Well, he probably didn't care about that.
My bitch then.
Well, so, as we... Well, no, it's good that when you're saying this, because, in a sense, like, this kind of next leeway into the next segment of the story is that if you look at today, those that practice magic tend to use it more ethical. So love potions and stuff like that, these things and curses usually aren't really around anymore because those that, you know, practice, whether they're Wiccans or they're witches or, you know, stuff like that, those that actually practice magic practice it usually for good and for harmonious reasons.
A lot of them won't touch this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because it violates somebody's free will.
Yeah. So it's like, and it's funny because like...
And again, that free will, like that whole entire thing, like, violates her free will. He's basically telling, you know, Anubis to take away her free will to tell him no.
Yeah, and that's not, like, you can't, like...
Yeah, and that's not cool. I mean, it wouldn't be cool either if it was a woman saying it to a man.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, it's the same
thing. I'm not trying to, you know, I just don't want to point it out there that I'm saying it's because it's a man saying it to a woman. It wouldn't be cool if it was a woman doing it to another woman, or if a man doing it to another man, or a woman doing it to a man. It's just not cool no matter what.
Incels, but there are women out there that are just
right upset. and they're just upset, you know, they're just as upset. So, you know, so nowadays they don't really do it, and they don't see it as very unethical to do stuff like that. So I mean, I was looking, there is some things, but most of the things you see on love isn't more or less, it doesn't, when I was looking up, it seemed like more things of how to help you boost your own self-confidence and your own
that's what I mean, like,
self-worth so that you attract other people because confidence is probably the number one thing people find attractive.
Yeah. And maybe, like, have a love potion to make you fall in love with yourself.
Yeah.
But then again, you can be, like, super conceited. Then like, I'm so cool. I'm so awesome. Like, I just love myself. I just love me so much.
Well, also, and the,
this is not funny. This is not funny. I love this.
Okay.
It was really funny. My brain off
the later. World of, technology and improvements, scientists are now trying to, are looking over to make love drugs.
No,
listen. Oh, they're not. So they're studying the chemicals in the brain to be able to produce a love drug, but it's not, the goal isn't to trick someone to fall in love with another person.
Okay.
The goal is to strengthen existing relationships. And they're also working on an anti-love drug to help with the pain associated with heartbreak.
So I think both of those things are not good. And here's why.
Okay.
So if you're gonna take, okay, so you have a love drug to make your relationship better. Okay, so obviously, since it's a drug, it's not gonna last in your system. It's eventually gonna wear off. And I feel like,
You might always chase that high of the first one, like
yeah, and
any
if
other.
you're willing to take a drug to make your relationship better, then wouldn't it be better to try to work on it naturally, like going to counseling and doing things like that? And then the other one.
But who's to say, like, also, I
Yeah.
mean, it could also go in the same category as, like, sometimes, you can go to counseling. Let's say it's not necessarily about a relationship, but let's say it's about your own personal demons and stuff like that. For some people, counseling only goes so far. There are some people in the
Yeah.
world that do have that strong chemical imbalance that they do
Oh, well, I
need
mean,
medication.
yes, I think like a personal wise, like personally wise, yeah, I would never say that you shouldn't. If you need medication, then you need medication. But I feel like with a relationship, I foresee people not using it the right way.
Oh, of
Like,
course.
oh, we had a fight last night about dinner. Take this pill so I don't hate
Well,
you.
I mean, like, and no, I totally agree because everything that is usually has a side for good, it can always be turned to bad.
Yeah.
There's always that chance for everything. So,
I mean, do you think it's a good idea to have those, or what are your thoughts?
I wouldn't mind I understand the one with the pain associated with heartbreak. But sometimes those are things that you have to go
I was gonna
through.
say, I feel like if you like.
But then again, like maybe for I don't know. I really don't know because I don't know how it's actually used and what they're actually trying to do.
Yeah.
So if I would know more about it, then I could give an answer. At this moment, I'm like, if that's what they want to do and they want to study, I mean, the fact that they're studying the chemicals in the brain is
Oh,
fantastic.
yeah, for sure.
That part I completely am like 100% for. The drugs, on the other hand, I don't know because I don't know what they're trying to actually do. Like, the article that I read, I could have just misinterpreted what they could have misinterpreted it themselves. So, and then I misinterpreted it. So maybe that's not necessarily what they're doing.
I
So,
just thought of the best science fiction novel plot.
well, they already do have some drugs out there that help improve a relationship. It's called wine. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, hold on. Are you ready? Let me get down here so I can do my trail voice. In a world where there's a drug to make you fall in love with somebody, right? So what if you mass produced it and put it like in soda, but it was to make you fall in love with a certain politician? And then you all fell in love with this politician, and then you all voted for this politician, but no one else would have voted for him because, like, I'm not doing this because it's political right now, but like, or not even a politician, like, you all just fell in love with this one celebrity, and he eventually was able to take over the world because he put this love potion that everybody loved him. But then it would wear off, but after that, everyone would have already voted for him. It was too late. We could call it Love Potion Number 9.
Well, anyway, so there also has been extensive studies on pheromones and how to create the perfect scent to cause a strong and immediate sexual attraction and to stimulate sexual appeal.
It's pizza.
Well,
Okay.
but it just goes to show, like no matter how you use or what you do to go about
I will
for a
say,
love potion, it probably just
I
won't
feel
work.
like scent is a big thing because this is
It
gonna sound super random. And I thought about it later and I was gonna hope that he didn't think I was weird. But on Sunday, and I mean I know him, like we know each other, but he walked by and like he smelled so good. And I was like, you smell so good. And he was like, oh, thanks. I was like, this is my, he was like wearing, he told me what he was wearing. It was like some like super like random name. He's like, oh, it's Calvin Klein. And I was like, oh, you're fancy. But it was just funny because I was like, oh my God, like you smell so
Yes, no,
good.
smells are a good part of it. But yeah, like I was saying, like no matter what kind of love potion or spell you're gonna do, it's probably not gonna work and it's not gonna help. supposedly making love spells and potions does help a little bit, ironically, for yourself. Because the way it works isn't necessarily on the other person as more as it's on yourself. Because it gives you that belief and confidence that you needed to feel attracted. Yeah, it's like the placebo effect. But it makes you feel more confident and you to believe that you're more attractive because you use the spell. And then so you just come off that way. And so then you are.
But, I mean, that's cool and all, but you're still a shitty person. For sure. somebody's like...
True. Somebody's free will.
So yes. You can have some confidence.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like this.
But, I don't know. Let us know what you think. I mean, I don't plan on using a love spell anytime soon.
No, me neither. However, if you have used one, or if you've had a love spell used on you...
Yes. Please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Tell us, you know, how it went. Let us know which love spell worked for you if you used one. I mean, obviously, yeah. We're not saying you should do this. Don't. Please don't.
No, don't. No, I mean, no. Don't do something that's going to take away somebody's free will. Definitely do not do that. But
unless you're me, and unless the person that you're trying to do it to is Chris Evans, then yes, it's fine. Double standard.
Raven, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, one of these days, you're just going to have a restraining order come at your door. He's just going to have a restraining order. You cannot come within 100 yards of Chris Evans.
It won't stop me. Nothing can stop me,
bro. And they're going to have the evidence. Listen to her podcast.
She talked about poisoning you with love potion. Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't know about me baking the bread naked. I just sent him the bread in the mail and hope for the best. Oh my god, think about something for a minute. Listen to this. Yeah. So, like, okay, I make that bread and then god awful way. And then.
You and, like, a million other women.
Okay, so then you send the bread to, like, him, right?
Right.
But he says, like, oh, I don't want this bread, so he takes it to his office. And then, like, 50 other people eat it. So now you have 50 people in love with you.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
All these people showing up, like, I just love you. And you're like, no, you're not. Gosh darn it. Why is he so nice? Why did he share?
Or, like, what happens if, like, the wrong person gets it and they die and then you kill 50 people? I know it's not funny. It's not funny, but that's just, you know, how our awful minds work, but...
Yeah, I would, yeah.
No, but anyway, fine. So thank you for joining us, and I really hope that you are enjoying our new themed months that we're going with.
Love.
And our second season of The Sister Files. But we thank you so much for listening. And if you would like to
walk with the toes, up and down the protocyte, you can reach out to us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com. Or if you're not the emailing type, that's fine. You can find us at Instagram at the Sister Files Podcast. And if you don't like Instagram or Gmail. Mm-hmm. That was really hard for me.
Your email?
You can follow us on Facebook, The Sister Files. And if you don't like either of those things, then you can send us something via pigeon.
Yes, you can. We do have a pigeon now. But if you would really like to help us out, we would really appreciate it. You can leave us a review on whatever platform you listen to us, or you can give us 5 stars. It would really help us out a lot. But thank you again so much for listening. And then in the meantime,
be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye.